Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have a great hour day, which is the mission of the Mother of God. That for her, it was the greatest day because she is now, she had actually given her soul right into the hands of her Son, Jesus Christ, that was born of her. And he came with all the angels and all the saints, and all the apostles came to say goodbye to her, and she laid down, and she just gave the soul, went right into the hands of her Son. And a couple of days later, when they, actually 3 days later, Thomas wasn't there again. All the apostles were brought in by miracle through with the clouds. Angels brought them in so that they would be there for the funeral of the Mother of God. And but he wasn't there. And he came 3 days later, and he was very sorry that he wasn't able to say goodbye to the Theotokos. And so they went and opened up the grave. And when they opened up the grave, the body wasn't there. And then they had a evening meal. And after, at the end of the evening meal, all of a sudden the roof just disappeared. And the Mother of God was standing there with the angels and with the saints and talking to them and saying to them, I will be always with you and always be helping you. And this is what she really does. She helps us all the time, protects us from the evil spirits. Of course, we have to cry out to her. And just think about it. And she stood by the cross. She knew that it was because of my sins and your sins that the Lord was crucified, and he was suffering so much before the crucifixion and on the cross. And we were the cause of his pain. And she remembers that and knows that. But she has so much love for him, and that she also respects him so much. And because we receive communion, so she believes that we are also like her children, because the body and blood of our Lord is actually in us also after the communions. And my beloved, we have to recognize that, and we have to know that she is our mother too. She is our mother, and she loves us so much, and she wants us to be in heaven, and she prays for us all the time, even though we were the cause of her suffering, of the suffering of her Son on the cross, and her suffering, because when she saw his suffering, it was hurting her so much. Even though when she gave birth to him, she didn't go through any pains, because he went through like he went through the stones and through the doors, closed doors to the disciples, and he went out of her womb without ever hurting her. And but now, standing by the cross, of course she had the supper. But now she is very happy. She has become very happy when she knew that the Lord is going to take her to the kingdom of heaven. And she is in the kingdom of heaven, and she is always helping us. And of course, I don't know if you remember or not, at one time I said a sermon, and then when I said that I had a terrible attack by the demons, and when I came out of the car, I was so shaken, wet totally with cold, and I was so scared, because I felt like I was in a hell, because I had all kinds of demons all around when I was driving the car. And as soon as I walked into my house, and I looked at the icon of Mother of God of Kazan, Boże Matery, of the Mother of God of Kazan, and immediately all the fear and all the thing went away. And there was a Mother of God showed me that she has so much strength. And then 2 weeks later, they brought a gypsy woman, and that was a Catholic, and that she was possessed. and they asked if I could cast out the demons. I said, well, she's Catholic, why don't you go to the Catholics? And they said, well, we went, but nobody can help us. But one Greek Orthodox lady in Chicago said that she will help. And we took her to her, and then she's got possessed too. They both were possessed. And with the permission of my bishop, I took her into church, and I had this service, special service for casting away the demons. And she was sitting, we sat her down on a chair, and the chair was being picked up by the demons all the time. And the relatives trying to hold it down. And finally, when I said the last prayer, and of course I had my assistant priest was holding an icon of Kazanskaya Bozhaya Matery, right, by me, and facing to that poor girl. And when I said the last prayer, and the filthy scum raised up the chair about a foot, I mean, not foot, about 4 or 5 feet up high, and then slammed it down, and it broke down to pieces, and she wound up to be on the floor. It looked like she either fainted or dead, or who knows. I asked my helper to go and bring me some holy water, and I put the holy water and made the sign of a cross on her lips, and she came to. And then she's become Orthodox, and my Matushka, God rest her soul, and my Matushka has become her goddaughter. And then he married a son of a priest, and was always coming to church for us, and my beloved. So the Mother of God is always willing to help us. All we have to do is cry out to her and ask her for help. She is always praying for us. She wants our salvation because she loves us. She loves us as her own children. And that's the kind of a mother that we have in the kingdom of heaven. And my beloved, we have to realize that. And we have to think more about the kingdom of heaven and less about these things here. We have to love the Lord, first of all, of course, and then after that to love the mother, his mother, our mother, Mother of God, and our guiding angel, and our soul, and the body should be the last. We should always have more care about our soul, because every time we commit a sin, we do damage to our soul. And of course, our guiding angel then cries, and the Mother of God also, she feels so sorry when we commit a sin. And so, let's try to correct that and try to do as less as possible of sins. And then remember also that if you say we love each other, well, the true way to figure out if you really love somebody is how you love them. If you love just by physical and material way, that doesn't mean anything unless you pray for him or her. We have to pray for her or for him, whoever we feel we love very much, and for everybody. So we should be praying for them. That's the real love, because that prayer will help everybody to be able to finally be in kingdom of heaven, where we will be able to meet with our mother and the mother of God and all guardian angels and all the saints, and we will be able to rejoice forever. We don't want to be trapped in a place where the demons are being sent. My beloved, let's try to say prayers more. And if we can't say the full prayers of the evening prayers and the morning prayers that we're supposed to, let us at least say the Jesus' prayer and try to do this like St. Seraphim is offering and saying. He says, and until noontime you say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. But after noon we start to say, Lord Jesus Christ, with the prayers of Mother of God, help me, and have mercy on me, me a sinner. And this is what we should do. And as much as possible, our Lord is always everywhere present and fills all things, and He is always with us. But only until we shun Him away, then He doesn't force Himself on us. Then the filthy scums take over. So we don't want the filthy scums to take over our hearts. So let's try to work on it and the prayers and to be closer to our Lord and to think about the kingdom of heaven so that we'll be able to truly meet with everybody, all the brothers, and because they're all in heaven, and they're our brothers, because the Mother of God is our Mother, and my beloved, and our Lord called us His brothers, and so, and we are calling God the Father as being our Father, because that's what Jesus Christ taught us. He taught us to say, Our Father who art in heavens, and so we have to remember that. God bless you, and may you have a wonderful time in remembering the Mother of God and rejoicing with her that she has finally made it together, being together with her Son and standing on the right side of Him. And then on the left side is Saint Prophet John the Baptizer. And she is rejoicing there so much and always ready to help us so that we can make it to heaven. Amen. God bless you.